Our reading is from St. Paul's first letter to Corinth, chapter 12, and starting at verse 12. One body with many parts. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some are Gentiles. Some are slaves and some are free. But we have all been baptized into one body by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit. Yes, the body has many different parts, not just one part. If the foot says, "I am not a part of the body because I am not a hand," that does not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear says, "I am not a part of the body because I am not an eye," would that make it any less a part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, how would you hear? If the whole body were an ear, how would you smell anything? But our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where He wants it. How strange a body would it be if it had only one part? Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, "I don't need you." The head can't say to the feet, "I don't need you." In fact, some parts of the body that seem weakest and least important are actually the most necessary. And the parts we regard as less honourable are those we clothe with the greatest care. So we carefully protect those parts that should not be seen, while the more honourable parts do not require this special care. So God has put the body together such that extra honour and care are given to those parts that have less dignity. This makes for harmony among the members, so that all the members care for each other. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. And if one part is honoured, all the parts are glad. All of you together are Christ's body, and each of you is a part of it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we ask that you will open our hearts and ears to hear your word and to reflect on what you're saying to us. Amen. First of all, let's think of a part of your body which you're really happy with. For some of us, that might be hard, as age and ailments have taken their toll. But think, if we didn't have these parts, whether we liked them or not, what would happen? St. Paul, in his letter to the church at Corinth, likens the church of Jesus Christ to a body. Why is he using this analogy? Well, first of all, we'll look at the background a little bit. In the first part of this chapter, which comes before the passage John read, St. Paul wants to clarify their ideas, the ideas of the people in Corinth, about spiritual gifts. Their wrong ways of using these gifts is causing conflict and division among them, because they are not using these gifts in the way the Holy Spirit desires, to encourage and build each other up. And Paul lists the gifts: first, apostles; second, prophets; third, teachers; fourth, workers of miracles; fifth, having gifts of healing; and sixth, those gifted with helping and serving others. There are other lists in the New Testament which differ slightly in what they include. I can see how some of these gifts would have had a higher profile than others. This could easily cause jealousy. Just imagine being able to work miracles, heal, or prophesy. Giving lifts to someone who lives outside the village or cleaning the church doesn't seem to compare. But jealousy kills unity, and all gifts are needed to transform an ordinary church into an extraordinary church under the headship of the Spirit of Christ. Paul likens the church to a body to emphasize this. Do you find this image helpful in understanding how each of us is important to the functioning of the Church of Jesus? It's interesting that the word member, we think of ourselves as members of the church, comes from a word meaning limb or organ. In Jesus' eyes, we're all needed, and we all need to work together. No one is superior to another. No one is inferior. Like our bodies, some parts are more visible. Some are not visible, but we couldn't function without them. And some need to be covered, but we should not be ashamed of them if used as God intended. This image also shows how each member should nurture and treat other members, just as you would treat and care for your own body. As we think of the difficulties in the church at Corinth, do we resemble any of the characteristics that St. Paul was disturbed about in this church? It's important to remember that St. Paul loved this church and deeply grieved that this body was not functioning as Jesus wanted. Another way of seeing these truths is to think of the life cycle of a human being. God created us in the womb. From birth, we can see how we developed from tiny babies into adults. The body of Christ, likewise, is not static. And Jesus wants to see his church growing, not just in numbers, but in maturity with him as the head. This is vital. If Jesus is not the head of his church, we will not know his transforming power. Who thinks the big toe is of value? Probably we don't think much about it unless we like to colour our toenails when wearing open-toed sandals or shoes. But we can be very much aware when we have problems. In moments when my toe has been particularly painful, I'd thought it would be better to have it cut off. But how mad! But don't we sometimes feel that about a member who is causing us aggro? Paul is saying everyone is important, and there is no member we can't do without. We should pray that we can accept and love that member, and the Holy Spirit will help us if we ask. In fact, it is vital for the harmony of the body. Jesus knows what problems we and they face, and he can pour his love into us. You never know, you might become best friends. But just a warning, sometimes we do need to ask for discernment. We must be on our guard because God's enemy, Satan, wants to cause rifts and trouble amongst members and send someone to split the church or cause other problems, which can cause decline rather than growth. So let's hold on to these truths. When someone confesses their desire to follow Jesus, the Holy Spirit takes up residence and they are born into God's family. When we have faith in Jesus Christ and use the giftings he has given us correctly in love and humility, then there is a strong bond which keeps us together. Then we are strong to work together to spread the good news of salvation to others, bringing glory to God. He blesses his church with growth and joy, and we have a glimpse of what it will be like living eternally with God and his people in heaven. So just let's pray. Lord, show us, show me how to demonstrate that joy of unity on earth that we know awaits us in heaven with God our Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Amen.